Dory. Hi, Dory. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
I was calling about gum disease. I was sick with the flu, and then right after that, I got an abscess tooth.
Ow.
And yes, I had to have it pulled. I'm 85. I don't want to lose any more teeth. I'm using the Healthy Mouth blend from that Aura Wellness and one of those bath toothbrushes. And I'm taking this organic wheatgrass every day and swishing it in my mouth. And I was wondering if you have any more tips for me.
Well, it just might, ma'am. Now, I don't know what's in that particular brand. It's probably a good one, but you might jot down three things that are known to help improve the health of the gums and make sure they're in there.
All
One
right.
of them happens to be folate. Now, that is not folic acid. It has to be a form of folate, such as methylfolate or something else that says folate. The second one is coenzyme Q10. That's really important for the gums. A lot of us take it anyway when we're 80 because our bodies are actually responsible for making coenzyme Q10. And when we get to be 50, it just starts to decline and goes down, 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 down. Now, if you're going to do that for your gums, though, you take a coenzyme Q10 capsule and you chomp on it if you can, because that lets it loose the CoQ10 and you kind of swoosh that around your mouth before you swallow it. That way, some of it gets to your gums right away. That's usually kind of useful.
Okay.
Okay, and then lastly, there's probably in that stuff you use for your mouth some xylitol that helps keep things healthy by keeping down the population of bad guy bacteria. So look for that, XYLITOL. Now, there's one other thing that may or may not be in there, and that's one of the many, 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 many species of lactobacillus. There's one that's called Lactobacillus reuteri. And no, I didn't make the name up, so I'm going to have to spell it Reuteri. Now, that specific lactobacillus has been associated with keeping the gums healthy and away from periodontal disease more than any other. And I know that research is ongoing. It's another, a different one may be found later that's better. But right now, that seems to be the best one. It can be found in bottles at the health food store, the Cotoma Dispensary. You can get it in compounding pharmacies. And frequently it's combined with other lactobacillus, but they put the Lactobacillus reuteri in the title to let you know that there's more of that than there are of the other things. So you might look around for that.
All
Oh, yeah.
right.
And one other thing, you want those little bacterias around where the gums are. So either chomp on the capsule or open the capsule and just sprinkle the powder around your mouth and swoosh it around, like with a CoQ10.
Okay. I was just noticing you were talking about zinc. Should I be taking zinc?
Well, ma'am, in my opinion, and remember it's just my opinion, and you get two doctors in a room, you might get four opinions, and second only to attorneys, you get two attorneys in a room, you get 11 different opinions. But my opinion is, since it is well known to anybody who conducts autopsies, that by the time we're 80 or 90, our thymus glands are literally gone. They're just shreds of fiber there. And
Right.
since animal research tells us that zinc helps to keep the thymus from deteriorating so rapidly. Yes, my opinion is that a little bit, when it's balanced with copper, if you remember what I told that other gentleman, is a very, very, very good idea, particularly age-related at 80. Yes, ma'am, that's just my opinion, but check with the doctor about it if you want.
And I wanted to ask you about that Argentin 23. I have that. Could I swish that around in my mouth? Would that help?
Yes, it kills germs. Now, you can swish it around. I wouldn't swallow it every day. Remember the guy who ran for the governor of Montana was known as the Blue Man because he had taken colloidal silver every day for years and years. Well, you don't want to turn blue, but yeah, you could swish it around.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and don't swish it around just after you take the Lactobacillus reuteri, okay? Do it separated by some hours, if you would.
All right. All right.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
And thank you for calling, ma'am.